Hi, this is Esther Derby. Welcome to the Agile Alliance podcast. And today I'm talking to Henrik Knieberg. He's a fellow board member and director of the Agile Manifesto Translation Program. So welcome, Henrik.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the program.
Well, the thinking behind it was that Agile is kind of spreading all over the world now. And the Agile Alliance purpose is to help companies that want to explore and apply these principles. And it's all based on the Agile Manifesto. That's where the Agile Alliance was born. So we figured that a good step in our internationalization strategy is to make it possible for the majority of the world that doesn't speak English to actually be able to read the manifesto.
In their own language. Yeah. So are you hiring professional translators to do this, or how are you accomplishing this work?
Oh, we tried that, and we realized that it seems like the local Agile communities do that a lot better, since there's more to it than just the words. So we're trying to support community efforts in different countries.
So how did it work when you did it with the community?
I did the first shot. I translated the manifesto to Swedish. We're going to be experimenting with different ways of doing this, but the way I did it is I took an existing translation, which somebody already had done, and I made a Google form out of it, and I sent an email to Agile Sweden, which was our local community, and I asked people to go in there and either state that they liked the existing translation or propose improvements. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of really useful feedback and also really useful discussions, so this became like a little kind of woke up the Agile community, which was fun.
Oh, interesting. And because people are familiar with both the software domain and the Agile principles, I bet they are able to bring a lot of nuance into the translation.
Yes. In fact, I did a first iteration, which I was pretty happy with. And then after reading the feedback, I realized that my first translation wasn't very good at all and that there was a lot of things to be improved.
Well, so you iterated then.
Huh? We iterated.
Yeah,
surprise.
There you go. Okay, so if someone wants to get involved in this effort and translate the Agile Manifesto into their native language, how do they get in touch with you?
You can send an email to translate@agilealliance.org. And if you're curious about more about the process, you can check out our information page on the Agile Alliance site. And there's also a link to it from the Agile Manifesto. If you scroll down to the language menu, you'll see it there.
Would you be willing to read part of the Agile Manifesto in Swedish to us?
I'd love to, but I have to see it. I don't have it in my head.
Well, let's just put this on pause then.
Yeah. And here are the four values. Individer och interaktioner framför processer och verktyg. Fungerande programvara framför omfattande dokumentation. Kundsamarbete framför kontraktsförhandling. Anpassning till förändring framför att följa en plan. Is that better? Or did you like the hurdy-bushed one?
Well, my aunties tried to teach me Swedish, but they didn't succeed, so... But I could tell that what you were saying matched the words, so thanks. What else would you like to tell people about the translation program?
Well, I hope that people want to contribute, so let me know. You know, if you're well-connected and you're bilingual and you want to contribute to this, please get in touch. We want this to be translated to every language.
Every language?
Every single language, including Klingon and Elven and Navi. And,
yeah.
So get in touch.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me.
Okay, thank you.
All right.